Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wayne.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wayne, and this is 3 Good Minutes. Hopefully, moments of reflection and perspective on all of the chances and changes of life. If I say the phrase, follow your bliss, you may connect that, rightly so, with Joseph Campbell. He was the one who said that the heroic life is living the individual adventure. An adventure, by its very nature, means you don't know exactly where you're going. And that is the truth about all of us, but only some of us admit it. The rest of us act like we know exactly where we are going, even though we do not. He says there is no security in following the call to adventure. Nothing is exciting if you know what the outcome is going to be. And as I said, it would not be an adventure if you knew what the outcome was. To refuse the call means stagnation, says Campbell. What you don't experience positively, you will experience negatively. He says you enter the forest at the darkest point where there is no path. Scott Peck said at one time that spiritual maturity demands that you live with a high level of ambiguity. Ambiguity is that fancy word that means, I don't know. Campbell goes on to say that where there is a way or path, it is someone else's path. You are not on your own path. If you follow someone else's way, you are not going to realize your potential. And right now you can go and look up Mary Oliver's poem. She is my favorite poet, American poet. And her most famous one is called The Journey. And she starts out in that poem, and I'm paraphrasing a little. One day you knew what you had to do, and you began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. Oftentimes, if people are telling us that what we're doing does not make sense, that it won't get you any place in the world, that that kind of art is not going to make you any money, which is not what you wanted in the first place. If you are following your path and your passion, oftentimes people will tell you and give you advice that frankly doesn't work. But then you knew what you had to do, and you kept going. May God bless all of us as we search for that path that belongs to us and give our lives to it. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, wishing you all the very best.